that treifa shaharak shaloi bifnei bezdin, you can never have kosher eidim against him, because the eidus will always be eidus she'iyat yochel azima. Because if you'll be mazin the eidim, so they won't get the onish misa, because even if they would have killed the treifa, he's a gabar ktila, so they wouldn't get the onish misa. Kal v'chomer if they're just attempting to kill the treifa, so there wouldn't be an onish misa. So the treifa shaharak shaloi bifnei bezdin, the gemara starts off part because it's that's what last week we spoke a lot about. The Rambam seems to have understood the Maskanas HaGemara that there's a bigger and a better reason why. You can never have kosher eidim against him, because the eidus will always be eidus she'iyat yochel azima. Because if you'll be mazin the eidim, so they won't get the onish misa, because even if they would have killed the treifa, he's a gabar ktila, so they wouldn't get the onish misa. Kal v'chomer if they're just attempting to kill the treifa, so there wouldn't be an onish misa. So the treifa shoharak shaloi bifnei bezdin, the gemara starts off part because it's eidus she'iyat yochel azima. That's what last week we spoke a lot about. The Rambam seems to have understood the Maskanas HaGemara that there's a bigger and a better reason why the treifa shoharak doesn't get the onish misa, because the treifa is considered a gabar ktila, and you're not being the kind the mitzvah of nisus bezdin by killing a treifa. He's already a gabar ktila. But that's when you get to the Maskonim. That's all the way at the end. But in the beginning, the Gemara didn't consider that. The Gemara thought that despite the fact that he's a Gavrik Tila, if you'll give him an Einish Mises Bezin, it will be considered a Mises Bezin. The only reason why you don't is because it's always Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima. But if he's Harak Bifnei Bezin, and then the Halacha says, Lo Teheshmiya V'Doi L'Miriya, all 23 Dayonim are watching Bayom, Taisus says, Ru Bayom. So then the din is Lo Teheshmiya V'Doi L'Miriya, you don't need a Haggadah Seders. So then you do give the Einish Misa. We discussed 2 weeks ago why the Gemara quotes the Pasuk V'yatara Mikabecha. What do you need a Pasuk V'yatara? It's just a simple arithmetic. One is two. If the whole reason why Treifa Shoharak is not punishable is because of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima. So if Harak Bifnei Bezdin, Bayom, so there's no need for Haggadah Seder, so there's no need for Eidus. So maybe there's no problem of Eidus She'iyat Yochel Azima. So Mela, he'll get the Einish Misa's Bezmer. What do they have to quote this Pasuk V'yata Ramike Becha for? So we said, thank you very much. So we said the Rishonim Mata Zechanat. We gave different suggestions. Rather, the Chazon Ish doesn't see any problem. Chazon Ish thinks that V'yata Ramike Becha doesn't mean that it's a special Pasuk that he says. V'yata Ramike Becha just means you proceed with the Einish Misa's Bezmer. He says that that Pasuk, V'yata Ramike Becha, simply means that everyone should be Mizdaris to give the Einish Bezmer Kiddiboy, in accordance with Halacha. It doesn't mean that you make an exception to the rule and you bend over backwards. V'yata Rami Kebecha doesn't mean you go out of your way as a Hayrasha. V'yata Rami Kebecha just means there's a Gemara, the last parak in Chulin also like that. The Gemara says that a Shara Niskal, you have to give, it's a mitzvah to bring the Shara to Bezin in order to give the Shara Misa, as it says of V'yata Rami Kebecha. So that's the Gemara that the Ramban quotes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs are there regarding giving onshin misas bezin? So the Rambam holds that there are four mitzvahs, skilus, reifa, herik, chenik, each one is another mitzvah. He disagrees with the Bahag. The Halachas Berger says that to give skilut to the Oved Avodah Zarah is one mitzvah, to give skilut to the Nechal Shad is another mitzvah, to give skilut to the Naira HaMarasa Shezintz is the third mitzvah, to give skilut to the Megadeth is the fourth mitzvah. And to give Sreifah to this one, to the Bas Kohen Shezin, so it's another mitzvah. And to give Sreifah to the Chamois of Boal Chamois is another mitzvah. Every time there's a Mises Bezin, each one is a separate mitzvah, because they have nothing in common. And the Rambam thinks, no, you have to streamline it. To give Skelo to all the people that deserve Skelo is one mitzvah. To give Sreifah to all the people that deserve Sreifah is one mitzvah. Skelo, Sreifah, Eric Chenig are four mitzvahs. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and he thinks that everything is only one mitzvah. The Yatar Rami Kebecha, and he quotes the Gemara in the last Perek and Chul. Perek Shiloh HaKan, in the first dot, where the Gemara says, if you have a Shor Shahar V'Sa'adam, the Gemara is talking about a bird, Shiloh HaKan, an oaf, Shahar V'Sa'adam, and you, somebody knows which oaf it is, which bird it is that killed the Adam, and it deserves Mrs. Bezdin. So the Gemara says, it says, V'yatarami kebecha, so it's a mitzvah, l'havio, l'bezdin, and to give him an Einish Mrs. Bezdin. So the Chazon Ish says, that's all the Gemara means over here. V'yatar mikabecha does mean you go out of your way and you bend over backwards and you change the regulations because it's a Shas HaTchai. No, it just means it's a mitzvah of his daris to give the Mises Bezin. That's all, nothing special. But at this, others assume, other Rishonim and Acharonim assume not so. V'yatar mikabecha means that you're bending over backwards
So that's what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Well, who's bending over backwards? It's a simple cheshvan. So that's how the sugi begins. Nachamal, that a treifa is a gabrik tilo only with respect to limited halachas. So the Gemara starts off with the assumption that you do have the ability to administer Mrs. Bezen to a treifa, and it will be considered a kiyam ha-mitzvah of Mrs. Bezen. But the Edim who are made against him, if you'll be mazim them, and you won't be able to give them the Yonish Kashizamim, because even if they would have killed a treifa, if you kill a Gavrik Tini and Atchai Mises, and now that they attempted to kill a treifa, Kalvachayim and Atchai Atchai Mises, so it's always going to be Edi Shiat Yochal Azim. So then the Gemara has, when you're still assuming like that, so the Gemara has a Machloikes Rovi and Ravashi, a few lines later. The line begins where it says Shmois Chafalev, in the Torah, or it says Shmois Chafalev, four lines before that. So it says, Yomar Rovim, Nochadinat Rovi Gizok. One line begins with the word Rovim, the next line begins with the word Ravashi. So Rovim says another din, Edim Shehidu betrayfa behuzmuf the Edim, testify that a treif is Chayiv Nisan and Yomazim the Edim. So they were trying to kill a Gabrik Tila. Even if they would have killed a Gabrik Tila, they wouldn't get an Einish Misa. So now that it's attempting, they attempted to kill him for sure, they ain't their Rovim. What if the Edim treifa Shehuzmuf? What if the Edim themselves are treifa? So Rabbi holds that that's not a problem. If the Edim themselves are treifa, what's the problem? It's going to be Edish at the Edis on the person who did the Aveira. They come and they say that Reuben killed someone. Reuben is Mechal Shabbos. Reuben is Avid Avid Azani. Reuben is a healthy person. Reuben is Ishkin treifa. So now that they were trying to kill Reuben, if you'll be Mazim, then we give them the Edish Misin Bezin Kashazam. So Rabbi says, no problem over there. The only problem is, if the Nidon, if they say treifa Shaharak, Treifa Shaharak, Chutz LeBezlin, that's going to be Edish Yat Yochel Azim. But if the Edim are Treifa, that's no problem. And Ravashi disagrees and he says, Afilu Edei Treifa Shehuzmu, Ein Harogim also, Lefishena Mizonim Mezonim. What's that? Ravashi's Mechadesh, that not only is it Edish, is there a problem of Edish Yat Yochel Azim, if the Nidon, the person about whom the witnesses are testifying, if he is a Treifa, any testimony say about him regarding Misa. If you say about Malchus, you say about Roman, you say Rishat Yochal Azima. But if you say about Einish Misa, if you made about a person that is Chayv Misa and that person is a treifa, that's Rishat Yochal Azima. But even if the witnesses themselves are treifa, Ravashi's Mecharish, it's also Rishat Yochal Azima. Why is that? Because in order that the Edom should be kosher lahoy, they have to be Edishat Yochal Azima. So if you'll be mazim them, if you'll be mazim there, and they will get kashazam for attempting to kill the shomen, but the edim who will be mazim then will be pasal edis. The edim who will be mazim then will be made about a treifa. So if you'll be mazim the mezimim will never get an oynish misa. L'pishena b'zomim e'zomim. So Ravashi is Rashi points out it's a machloikis between Rove and Ravashi. What's the machloikis? There is a din of Eidish Ati Yochal Azimah. That's a din in the Gemara in a few places. Eidim can only be accepted if it's Eidish Ati Yochal Azimah. So here there's a machlokes as follows. When witnesses testify that somebody owes money, or they testify somebody is Chayv Misa, somebody is Chayv Malchus, okay? So the Eidim have to be Eidish Ati Yochal Azimah. If you mazim those witnesses, so then the Torah has, it should really be Trey. Mora says earlier in Sanhedrin, "My chazlis the samches ahani, smocha ahani." There's the Gemara on the top of Chav Zayin on an Aleph. See, Rashi here makes a l'shitosa. Rashi claims that this is Rava arguing the Ravashi. This is Rava l'shitosa, and the Rava is on the Chav Zayin on an Aleph. On the top line of Chav Zayin on Aleph, there is a machlekes Abai v'Rav. This is one of the six cases where we don't paskin like Rava. Morris says that normally we paskin like Rava whenever there's a machlokes for that bai, except for the six cases that have the Rashi Tevis Yal Kigam. So this is the ayin of Yal Kigam. Eid Zaymin. Eid Zaymin, does it become nifsa le'edus mikana lahabo? Does it become nifsa le'edus lamafreya? What does it mean? The witnesses testified, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that to a whole story. And then it comes Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and another pair of witnesses come, and they're mazim, the first pair, and it comes out. We assume the second pair are telling the truth, and the first pair telling a lie, and we punish the first pair of Eidim. So the Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Ravid. They both assume, Abai v'Ravid both assume the first pair of Eidim become pasul Eidim. How do you know they become pasul Eidim? Maybe you only make them pay a punishment by Sismila Kajizamum Lasis Liachid. How do you really know that they told a lie? Maybe you don't know if they told a lie. My chos is the Samcha Sahanis Machani. It's really trey. It's their word against their word. So maybe you only believe the second pair, but the first pair should have to pay kashazaman. Maybe you don't believe the second pair to pass on the first pair of the Eidus. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus said, that's not ridiculous. If you give the first pair of Eidus Misa, let's say they said Reuven was Mahal Shabbos and were Mazim them. So we believe the second pair that the first pair were lying to the extent that we give the first pair of Eidim and Oinish Misa. So if it would be a case where the first pair were testifying at that moment, they testified Reuven owes $1,000 and then we're Mazin them. So we're going to say, we only believe the second pair of Eidim to be Mazin the first pair to make the first pair pay the $100. But we don't believe, we don't accept the second pair to the extent that Paslin La'ed is the first pair. So Tesla says, how can that be? If you believe the second pair to the extent that you give the first pair Noinish Misa, if that would be the case of Kasha Zaman, if they testified about Misa, so for sure you believe the second pair to Pasal the first pair Le'edis. Why they Pasal Le'edis? Because they gave Eidus Sheker. We assume that they gave false testimony, and we even punish them for the fact that they gave the false testimony. So the Machlokes Abai v'Rav is, from what moment on did they become Pasal Le'edis? Do we assume, look, it was ascertained today, Amish Chodesh Tammuz, that these witnesses gave Eidus Sheker and Amish Chodesh Sivan. So when did they do the aver of giving Eidus Sheker? A month ago, Amish Chodesh Sivan. So any document that they signed, any get that they signed, any chasana that they were Eidim on, any dintur, anything, but they participated in the last month, we assume that they're possible. L'mafreyo l'nifson. Should we say that's what Abai holds? Eidzamim l'mafreyo l'nifson. It's Nizbara now that a month ago they gave Eidus Sheker. And Rabbi says, no, since we only caught him today, the second pair only came to be Mazim, the first pair today, so they only become Pasalevis Mikana Labor. It doesn't make any sense. How do they become Pasalevis Mikana Labor? What did the first pair do today that should make them Pasalevis? If they gave Eidus Sheker, they gave the Eidus Sheker a month ago. How can you split and say that they only become Pasalevis Mikana Labor? So the Gemara has two explanations with Vin Rova. So one, we don't pass them like Rova, we pass them like Abai. They have to become Pasalevis Mafreyu Hunifso. This is the Ayin of Yalkida. But the Shad is Rava. For what reason does Rava say that they only become possible in Kana Labor? So one explanation for Rava is that there is no explanation. One explanation is that it can't be explained on the level of their eyes. It's wrong. That he really agrees with Abaye, that Mikir Adin their eyes are Lemafrei or Nifsa, but it's only a Takon of their Abonon, and Dina Mamavis, Mishum Seder de Lekuchas. You're going to make the whole world crazy. Any document that they signed in the last month, we're going to rip up all the documents that they signed last month, so you're going to make the whole business world is going to go chadar up. You're going to throw out all the shtaras that they signed. So he made a takana of the rabbanon, hefke bez nefke. So he said, whatever they signed until now, leave it alone and don't shake up the whole world. Mikana lahabo will pass. But on the level of their eyes, he's really masking with Abai, then it's really the mafrei who lives. That was one version of the Gemara. It doesn't make a difference because we're not passing like Rava anyway. The other version of the Gemara was not. The Rava holds on the level of the Raisa, the first pair of Eidim only become possible Mikana Lahabah not Lamafre. How can you explain that? So the Gemara gave this suggestion that Eid Zainim is really a Chidushu. That's the seventh line from the top of Chav Zainim and Aleph. And it says that this appears in Bava Kama also, the same Shtik of the Gemara, the same 15 lines. On Bava Kama, Dafayim base, on the base in Perik Merubah. So the other explanation was, why is it Mikana Lahabo Nifsa? Because it's really a Chiddushu. It's really a Chiddush that you believe the second pair of Eidim against the first pair, because my chos is the Samta Sahani, what gives you the right to assume that you should rely on the second pair. Smaichahani, it's a regular din of Tre. So that's a Chiddush. Chiddush means Dava Hasayser Es HaKlal. It's an exception to the rule, breaks the rule. So Ein Lach Boyom Mishas Chiddush Adiyelam. It's really a chiddush that we believe the second pair. So we should only adopt that chiddush from Kana Labo. So we don't paskin like Rabbi. So how come, what about Rabbi's argument? What about the argument that he gave? It's a chiddush. What about, it sounds like there's an age-old klal. So what happened to the klal? So the Tur has a famous piece in Chosh Mishpat. Here it's, tell you on the side. It's in Chosh Mishpat, Simen Lamed Dalet, where the Tur has all the dinim of Hazama. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes B'kitzer. Shulchan Aruch writes, a dinim of Hazama not relevant to Zman HaZeh. So what are you going to give Kasha Zaman? It's Knas and Malkus and Nisa. We don't have any of this. Shulchan Aruch has very kitz and nimrods. But the Torah there, Choshim Mishpa, the Torah Allah Torah also has the same thing. He comes to explain, Rabbi Yankov Balaturn comes to explain, what is the Nekudas Machlekes between Abai and Rav? Why does Abai disagree with Rav? So he says, Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush. Rav holds that it's a Chiddush that you believe the second pair of witnesses against the first pair. Abai says it's not a Chiddush. Why isn't that a Chiddush? What if the second pair would testify about the first pair that they're Ganavim? Not that they say Imanu Ha'izim and Makam Tzloim. They say that they're Ganavim. The first pair scream bloody murder. We're not Ganavim, we're honest. We never did anything illegal. And the second pair can't prove it. It's just their word against their word. So you say that's trade. The Gemara says, no, if Paslinu v'gazlan usa, the Gemara says the Feirish. If Paslinu v'gazlan usa, if the second pair says, the first pair are gazlan, then there's no chiddush. Then according to it, then it'll chapa nachkemina. What was the reason for Rava? If the real reason for Rava is that pseidu de lukuches is you don't want to make everybody crazy, as a takana v'derabbanan, so that takana v'derabbanan applies that even if the second pair pass on the first pair by testifying that they gambled, that they robbed the bank a month ago, you'll also make a takana v'derabbanan. That to declare that all the documents that they signed on in the interim period will be kosher. But if you say the real reason for Rava is that Eid Zanim Chidushu my chazit Tzam Chasahani Smach Chahani Ben Achman Shas Chidushu Li'eila, so then by Paslina Bekazanusa, that's not a Chidush. Why is it not a Chidush? Because the second pair are testifying about the Gufam Shel Ha'edim. They're saying, you two Edim, you are Ganavim, you're Pasul Edis. So now the first pair are going to say about themselves, we are not Ganavim, they're Bali Dvar. To talk about themselves, they're Bala Dvarim, they have no nemanis. The second pair to say about the first pair, they're not Bala Dvarim. The Bala Dvarim are the first pair. In this case, when we're talking whether Reuven borrowed money from Shimon or not, whether Reuven killed Shimon. So the first pair says, we were there, and this is what happened. And the second pair says, you weren't there, that's not what happened. So Rava says they're both talking about a story, whether it happened or it didn't happen. So neither is a Baldor. So Rava claims it's really a case of trade. The fact that we believe the second against the first is really a chiddush. And Abai holds that's the Torah claims, and Abai holds that it's not a chiddush. Just like if the second would pass on the first pair, the gazlan usa, so we would say the first pair cannot contradict them. It's not trei because the first pair are the balei devarim. So too, if the second pair say about the first pair, imanu hayisim and mabim tlavi, you were somewhere else on that day. So the first pair cannot say, not true, we were in Hawaii, we weren't in New York, we were in Hawaii. No, we're talking about you, where you were. So you yourselves are not believed to say where you were. The second pair are saying against the first pair. Money is from up and flood. So the first pair are the Bala Dvar. That's how the Torah claims. And then the Sivis disagrees, the Sivis and Chosh Mishpat, the Mem is not on that similar. The Sivis later in Mervov, he quotes the Torah and he disagrees. He thinks that Abai and Rava both agreed that Eid Zanim is a Chiddush. What do you mean that made on the good? If the second pair is made on the first Katedim that they're Rishoyim, Paslina, Begazlan, Uso. So they're talking about the Gufam Shel Ha'edim or Rishoyim. They're talking about them as persons, as people. So the first pair are the Balagam. But if they're saying, Imanu Ha'yisim and Mokam Acher, what's the relevance whether they were in Hawaii or they were in New York? That's not Nitfas and Agar to say this. The Shaila is whether they saw the Riyas Eidus or not. So the first pair says we saw, and the second pair says they didn't see. So that's a trey. Why should the Torah consider that as if the first pair of Edom all of a sudden became Bali Dvarim on themselves to discuss where they were on Rosh Chodesh, whatever, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Where were they on Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Were they in Hawaii or were they in New York? What's the difference where they were? They're really being made on whether the Havah took place. Are they being made, whether they had a right to testify on our voice. It's not a shaila on the Gufam Shaleidim Arishayim.
So what's
the difference between Trey? You don't believe, you don't give them one as to one over the other at all. So it's everything is a suffix. That's a machloikis in Taisis quotes on Chavzayin Rav. That's a machloikis Amaroin, Rav Chizde and Rav Sheshes, I think. In Baba Basa Daf Lamed Aleph, they say, Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. And they say Zubov if in the Atzma Meida, Zubov if in the Atzma Meida. Yeah, that's a machlokes in Cheskes Avar. The Pashtus is that's Lamafreya. That should be Mamish Lamafreya. The one who, yeah, from the time that they testified up. If you all bad inside a Shakri Lamal, you said that Pasul Lamafreya. We'll have to go into this in a minute. So there's a machlokes between, strange to say, a machlokes between the tour. And the Nesivis, what does Abai hold regarding the argument that Rava advanced? Rava, according to one version of Rava holds on the level of the Raisa, One version is that Rav Shita Mikana La'abo Nifsal is only on the level of the Rabbanim. There's no way to explain it at all on the level of the Rais. It's only Takan, the Rabbanim Shem say that the Lukuch is based on Hefke Beznef. But the other version, the famous version, is that Rav holds on the level of the Rais that Eid Zamim is only Mikana La'abo Nifsal because it's a Chiddush, because basically it's really Trey Trey. And the fact we believe the second here is a Chiddush, Ein Lebaron Mishas Kedusha B'Yelach. So the Torah claims that this Nakuda itself is the Machloikis Abai V'Rav. Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush, and therefore that cloud doesn't apply. And the Nesivah says, no, they both agree that it's a Chiddush. Abai V'Rav, they both ask him that it's a Chiddush. And they argue whether there is such a cloud. What does the cloud mean? So we must have discussed when we learned Tavchav Zayin. The Pashta says the Machloikis Abai V'Rav is what's the nature of the Chiddush. They all agree that it's really Trei Trei. And the Torah was Mechadish that we act in accordance with what the second Adam say. So a rubber horse is just a Chiddush in Hanhoga. We are no Hague in accordance with the testimony of the second Adam. So whenever you have the Din Hanhoga and the Torah are only Mikana Lohaba. And Abai holds, no, it's not a Chiddush in Hanhoga. We really believe the second Adam. We don't believe the first Adam. So it's a Birur. So if it's a Birur, so it's Mevara Mamafreya that the first Adam gave Eidu Sheker a month ago. That's the Machlokes. They both agree that it's a Chiddush. Because it really should have quoted in the Sivas. Abai V'Rav both agree it's a Chiddush. Eid Zaymen. Because it really should have been a Trey. But the Machlek, the Abai V'Rav, is what's the nature of the Chiddush? So Abai holds the nature of the Chiddush is that the second, the Mezimim have Nemonis. And Rav holds on. It's not that they have Nemonis and the first cut doesn't have Nemonis. Then it would be a Birur and Birurim. Avada Lemafreya. It's Nizbar Givon that the first cut they didn't give Eid Sheker a month ago. Rav holds no. It's a Chiddush that we're Noheg. It's a Chiddush in Hanhoge. The din haTorah, the Eidim Zayim is, you know you're in accordance with the second pair of Eidim. So if it's only a din hanhoga, din hanhoga only become Allah, but that we have other Gemaras, that we have in Yeriday, that we have Yisr falls into Heter, and it's bottled B'shishim, something like that. So it says in Yeriday that it's only, there's a din beraisa that if the bittle B'shishim is only become Allah, but Mishas Yidiyas HaTarubis. Kodi Yidiyas HaTarubis, there's no bittle. So they say B'shem Rab Shimon that that's based on Rav Svar over here. Mikana La'abo Nifsal. Because it's the same word that Rav Shita Eitzemim, Mikana La'abo Nifsal, is that the Chiddush of Eitzemim, it's a Din Anoge, and Bittul B'Rav is also a Din Anoge. What is it? You have Chazer Shmaltz that got mixed in over there. What does it help that you don't taste it? But every spoon of soup, every spoon of soup that you're swallowing, you're having a little Chatzis Shir Asmanatar, eating some of the Chazer Shmaltz. So what kind of Bittul B'Rav is this? What kind of Allah is that? So the answer is a Din Anoge. You have right to be noyeg as if there were no traitors. So whenever there are dine hanhoge, they were only noyeg in kana lahabo. That's what Rav Shimon has in the Shavu Yosha. There's a tesis in the first parak in Chulin, but chazoke only works in kana lahabo, because chazoke is not a birum. Chazoke is din hanhoge, Rav Shimon has a lot of right. So dine hanhoge only in kana lahabo. So that's a shayla. What's pshat in Abaye? We pass in halacha like Abaye, that it's in the mafrehu nifsal. This is the ayin of the al-kigam. So that's a question between the Tur and the Mesivas. How do you learn Pshat and Abai? But Rava, we know. Rava holds Mikana Lahabo. And there were two versions within Rava. And the one of the two versions was that Rava holds, and on the level of the Rais, it's Mikana Lahabo and Nifsal. Because the fact that we believe the second Kat against the first Kat, that's a Chiddush. So the Chiddush is a Klal. Eilachba Mishas Chiddusha V'yev. That's the way the Gemara presents. So Rashi now, Machta L'shitosa. Rashi says over here, that Rav and Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph is Lishitasa. What does it mean a Chiddush? Like we just discussed a minute ago. What is a Chiddush on Chav Zayin Aleph? Why is Eitzanu considered a Chiddush? So Rav says, because it really should be Trey or Trey. It's their word against their word. The second two witnesses are contradicting the first two witnesses. And whenever you normally, when you have Trey, you don't know who's telling the truth. It's up in the air. It's a suffix. Here the Torah says, Ayotzim in Aklal, Adover Asayisos Aklal. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. This case is an exception to the rule that we rely on the second pair against the first pair. So that's why it's called the Chiddush over here. So we have a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. We must have discussed on more than one occasion that the Tosefta has a statement that if someone's giving a Shia, and one of the Talmidim is Takashe, and he has Shalom and Hoinian, he starts asking about Paraduma. We're learning Sanhedrin. Was he far around with Paraduma when Bikram Megillah, Tumas Tzara, something? So he has to apologize and say, Shalom and Hoinian Shalti. The Rebbe's not mechuyif to answer, because they're not holding by that Inyan, and he should apologize in public. And then one time it says in the Tosefta, there's no need to apologize, Because kol ha-Torah kula in yunecha, everything is really interconnected. So whether we paskin has to apologize or not, but the statement that Rav Meir, the Tana, says in the Tosefta is correct, that kol ha-Torah kula in yunecha, all the halachas in the Torah are viewed as one big system, one big pattern, and that's why you can be darshaning, that's why you can darshan a kal v'chamim midin echad l'chaveira, ma'amatzinu midin echad l'chaveira. You have the pasuk gat v'shitim omdim, state by the kashya ha-mishkan, the Gemara learns that in the kashya ha-mishkan, that the lulav and the esrog have to be gedar k'dilas. What does the lulav and the esrog have to do with the kashya ha-mishkan? It's a din, kol ha-Torah kula in yinechad. All the dinim of the Torah fit into one pattern. And you have kohena v'chayna v'chayna, thousands of halachas like that. There's a pasuk in one place. And we assume that that pasuk is not only begala in this halacha, it applies to any other area of halacha which has a similarity. All the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern. But if you have a chiddush, so chiddush means a davar saisis haklach, so it's already something that doesn't fit into the pattern. So the Gemara says, mechiddush lo yafina. Take for example, we have a din that if you have a vegetable soup and someone by mistake pours in a little chazash malz, and the chazash malz is less than 50% of the mixture, so it really should be bottle beroif. Why don't you say it's bottle beroif? So there's a din, the tam, kiyikim. If you can taste, if you would eat the vegetable soup, it would have one flavor. Now that it has so much chazal shmatz in it, you can taste a different flavor. So that's the halacha, the tam kiyikim. So there's a shayla, and we pass through shulchan aruch, tam kiyikim is a din derais. Machlekes hatanoim, and machlekes hamaroim, and machlekes rashi and tesis, and shulchan aruch, we pass through tesis, the tam kiyikim is a din derais. So the Gemara has a discussion on the assumption that tam kiyikim is a din deraisa. Where do you derive that din from? Where's the pasuk? So one marker is mishras. By the nozir, that the nozir is not allowed to drink any water where there were grapes soaking. Mishras anov, there were grapes soaking there. What's wrong is not eating the wine, he's not drinking the wine, he's not eating grapes. No, the grapes were soaking there for a long time, so the flavor of the grapes went out into the water. So that's tam kiker. That's one tana, so it's the mocker is from Mishra. So Rabbi Sheila is the exception to the rule. Yeah, but we have another mocker, so one play midyan. The other mocker is in the year, and the Chumash by Midbar says that all the trefa kelim that they got from the garment, they had a kasher. What do you have to kasher? Whatever trefus is going to come out from the kli, it's going to be buckled. You're not going to have more than 50% of trefus. How thick can the walls be already? It's impossible. You're going to have, the answer is even though you won't have more than 50% of trefus in the new vegetable soup, kosher vegetable soup that you're going to cook in the trefa pot, but it still may be nice and tam. The chazash shmatz may be nice and tam into the kosher vegetable soup and it'll make a trefa. So that's another mocker that tam kiki. Then Igmar has a third mocker. Right, that's Gyuli claimed it. You know, kashering the kelim by claimed it. Igmar has a third mocker in Kolabasar. The Gemara says from the institution of Basar B'Cholam. From the fact that there is a din of Basar B'Cholam. How can there ever be a din of Basar B'Cholam? Is it 50-50? When you have flesh that was cooked with milk. So what do you have? 50-50, 50% flesh and 50% milk. Highly unlikely. The odds are a million to one that it's not going to be. It's either going to be much more flesh than milk, a little bit of milk is nice and tam in the flesh. It's going to be a lot of milk and a little flesh is nice and tam in the milk. It's either going to be, this is going to be more than 50%, that's going to be more than 50%. Highly unlikely that it's going to be machza on machza. So the more effect hashayla, have you had the whole institution of basa b'cholov? The only time you can have basa b'cholov is if it's 50-50, 50% milk, 50% flesh. They always have rife of one over the other, so whichever is in the rife should be mevatel miyud. So it's all flesh, or it's all milk. The flesh is batel b'rife, but the milk is batel b'rife in the flesh. So the answer is not batel b'rife, since you can taste it, it's a tam kiker. That's one suggestion. So then the Gemara said, that's not shashirim mocha. Why? Because you're trying to derive from basa b'cholof to kol ha-Torah kula. And what is that based on? What are you deriving from Gyuli Klemidyon? You're deriving from Nazir. Who says that Basa B'cholov? Who says that Chaza has the same dinim as Nazir? Maybe Nazir is different. So the answer is Kavat Tarakula in your effort. All trefas should fall under the same category. If you have a pasuk in one place, either Mishras by the Nazir or Gyuli Klemidyon by the trefa Kedim, the Chaza, or the pasuk by Basa B'cholov, so you expand it to Kavat Tarakula by all Macholos Asuris, you always apply Tamki. So the Gemara time is, But to learn from Basa B'cholov to Kol ha-Torah kula, the Tam Kiker, Shvacha Ma'isavai, because Basa B'cholov is already an exception to the rule. To begin with, it's a Chiddush. I mean, Chiddush, lo yafinan. So why is Basa B'cholov a Chiddush?
Because
So the Gemara says, because each one has hekta when they join together, if this is kosher, this is kosher. The Gemara says, but Kliakem is also like that. Kliakem is like that. The great talon is kosher and the grain alone is kosher, but if it joins together, it says, not such a, maybe it's not such a chidish. So the Gemara says, but it's still a chidish. Yeah, the Gemara says the chidish is, and in Kolam, Terakula, normally if there would be a din of Tam Kiyika, you would say Tam Kiyika, even Kavish Kimavushol. And by Basa B'chala, if there would be a Tam Kiyika, it wouldn't apply by Kavish Kimavushol. So you see, it's a chidish. So the Gemara says usually, Mechidish Le'afinu. Means like this, if you have a parsha, any parsha you have in the Torah, you have a million and one dinim in that parsha. So if you have, let's say, parsha's Basa B'chala, there are a million Sifim in Hilchus Basa B'chala, million dinim. So can you derive anything from Basa B'chalav to other areas of Halacha? Like Atzi Shita Momdim, or to learn Tam Kiyikar from Basa B'chalav? So the Gemara says, if Basa B'chalav would be a normal, regular din, you would say it fits into the whole pattern of Kol HaTarakula, and you would be able to derive from Basa B'chalav to other places, just like from other places to Basa B'chalav. But I know that Basa B'chalav has a Chiddush. I know there's something very unusual about Basa B'chalav that doesn't fit into the pattern. It's Dabar HaSoysos HaKlal. What's the Chiddush element of Basa B'chalav? So the Gemara first thought that it's because the Basa is Kasha and the Chalav is Kasha. And all of a sudden the Basa B'chalav becomes straight. How can it be? The Gemara first thought that must be the Chiddush. Then the Gemara said, no, that's not such a Chiddush. Then the Gemara said it must be Derech Bishul HaSuter. That you don't, even if you'll say Tam Kiker, then you're not going to say Kavish Kemevushal on the level of the rice. The Gemara said, whatever it is, there's something. There is a quirk of a halacha in Basa B'chalav that differs it, that makes it different from all the other cases of Machalas Asuras. All the other cases, you do say Kavish Kemavushal, Basa B'chalav, you won't say Kavish Kemavushal. The Gemara says, therefore, if you have any din in Basa B'chalav, you want to derive from Basa B'chalav to anywhere else, you have no right to derive it, because just like there's one din that's a quirk in Basa B'chalav that you don't say Kavish Kemavushal, so maybe the halacha that Tam Kiyikar appears in Basa B'chalav. Maybe that's also a quirk of Basa B'chalav. Maybe you have no right to extend it. The whole side of learning Medin Echad L'Havera Ma'amatzinu is based on the premise that all the dinim fit into one system. But if you know for sure that this parsha of Basa B'chalav has a million and one dinim, and one of the dinim doesn't fit into the system, it's a chiddush. So how do you know that the other million dinim are not chiddush? Maybe all of them are chiddush. Maybe everything is a chiddush. So when you have a din from among the million and one halachas, you have a halacha that Tam Kiyikar is the basis of what Basa B'chalav is all about, because you never, one chance in a million, you're going to have 50-50. It's not going to be 50-50, so why don't you say the milk is bottle and the flesh, or the flesh is bottle and milk, so the answer is Tam Kiyikar. So maybe that fact of Basa B'chalav, the whole story of Basa B'chalav rests on Tam Kiyikar, maybe that Tam Kiyikar is a Chiddush, maybe you have no right to extend it to Kol HaTarakul, because you know that there are other things in Basa B'chalav, there are a Chiddush. That's what the Gemara says in Kol HaBasa. That's the machloikis Abai v'Rava. Abai says he wants to derive from Basa B'chalav to Kol HaTarakula that Tam Kiyikar is their Isa. And Rava says he can't derive from Basa B'chalav because Basa B'chalav is a Chiddush. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. It's a machloikis Abai v'Rava. Abai derives from Basa B'chalav. Rava says he cannot derive. So that shows that Rava holds that Tam Kiyikar is only the Rabbanon. So that's a Rashi paskens. Tam Kiyikar is only the Rabbanon. And Taisa says, no, Rashi read the Gemara wrong. The Gemara doesn't say Rava denies that Tam Kiyikar the Raisa. Rava argues with Abai whether the parsha of Basa B'chalav can serve as the mukkar. So Abai holds the mukkar for Tam Kiyikar the Raisa is learned that from Basa B'chalav. You don't have to learn that from Mishras, you don't have to learn that from Giuli Klein Midyan, you can learn that from Basa B'chalav easier. And Rava says that's not a good mukkar, you have to go fish a different mukkar. This is Ashbacha mukkar because Basa B'chalav is a Chiddush, and therefore Mechiddush lo yafin. So here, Rashi and I, Chesam and Aleph has an interesting word. He says that Rabbi here, Chesam and Aleph is Lishitasai. And Rabashi disagrees with Rabbi. Rabbi holds, if the Nidon, about whom we're talking, whether he's Chayiv Nisa, if we're discussing whether somebody is Chayiv Momen, or someone is Chayiv Malchus, then you can't say that it's Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima. Why is it Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima? We would have made him pay the money. Now that Yamazim Asim, maybe he does pay the money. We would have given him Malchus, and now you give us Malchus. There's a discussion in Choshen Mishpot. The Shach has a discussion there. Some of the later Rishonim said, if you're made about a person who's a traitor, that is Chayiv Momen, say Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima. So the Shach says, what are you talking about? Why is Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima? You make him pay the money. And if we'll be Huzmos, then we'll pay him the money. What's a Gavar Ptila got to do with paying money? Even for Malkus, it's not Eidus, no problem. It's only for Nisa. If we testify, if two witnesses testify that this man, who's a treifel, was Michal Shabbos, or Rebbe Rebbe, this is our Baal Eish Yisish, and he's Chayiv Nisa, and then we'll be Huzmu, so you can't give us Kasha Zomram, because we were attempting to kill a Gavar Kteel. So it's only by Yonish Nisa. So, Rabbi holds, that's all. If the Nidon, the one about whom we're testifying, is a lot of treifel, so the Elidim, the first captivating, will testify about him, cannot be accepted because Eidus Shet Yochel Azim. But what if the Nidon is Nishkin Treifel, but the first Katavedim are Treifel? So what's the problem there? If another Kat will come and be Mazim then, so we'll give the first Kat Kasha Zama. But if a third Kat will come to be Mazim the second Kat, so the second Kat will not be able to get Kasha Zama because they were just attempting to kill Gavrik Tila. If the first Eidim were Treifel, if the first Eidim, if one of the two were Treifa, or both of them are Treifa, so the in a third pair of Eidim will come to be Mazim, the Mezimim, who were Mazim the first God, so the Mezimim will not get the punishment of Kavshizom. So, Ravashi says, L'maskona halacha l'maise, he disagrees with Rava. Not only if the pair of Eidim say that Adam Treifa is Machal Shabbos and Yischai Misa. Not only in that case is Eidus Shet Yochel Azimam, even if the Nidon about whom we're discussing is Nishkan Treifa, but the pair of Eidim are Treifa, it's also going to wind up to be Eidus Shet Yochel Azimam. Why is Eidus Shet Yochel Azimam? Because Einam is Einam Mezomim. If a third pair will come to be Mazim, the second pair, so the second pair only attempted to kill the first pair, and the first pair were Treifa. So that boils down to Eidus Shet Yochel Azimah. Not only do you require that the first pair should do Eidus Shet Yochel Azimah, those who are Mazim the first pair can only be accepted if they are Eidus Shet Yochel Azimah. That's what Ravashi says. Why would Rabbi think not so? How did Rabbi think to say, we pass from Allah like Ravashi? The third pair will be Mazim the second pair, who were testifying falsely against the first pair, and the first pair were trained from. So the second pair will not get kashazam. So nu is not gerat. So what did Rabbi think? So Rashi says, it's Rabbi l'shitasi on that chazayin on Aleph. The Rabbi says that the fact that the second pair are believed against the first pair is a chidish. Chidish means that it's an exception to the rule. So it's an exception to the rule, so it doesn't have to abide by all of the rules. There's a universal thing that Eidishi Yatiyoch al-Azim is not acceptable. That's only by normal Eidus. But this is an abnormal case. This is a chidish. This is an exception to the rule that you believe the second pair when they're Mazim the first pair. So since that's anyway an exception to the rule, so you even accept their testimony of the second pair against the first pair in the event that they are an Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azimah. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a taina against the Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva Eger on the bottom of the page of Chav Zayin Amanot has a kasha against Tosfos there. Zalbakash against the Rashi here. He says the halacha that mechidish lo yafinon is only fakir, like the case in Basa v'cholov. We're fishing for a source for tam kiyuka derais. So Abai says, I have a mocker from the whole institution of Basa v'cholov. You see tam kiyuka derais. Because it's not going to be 50-50 flesh and milk. It's going to be flesh with a tam of milk in it. Not going to be 50%. It should have really been bucky for right. But it's going to be milk with a little bit of schmaltz in it. It's going to be milk with a little bit of flesh. It's not going to be, it's highly unlikely. The odds are a million to one that it's not going to be 50-50. And nonetheless, the Torah prohibits possible chalos. He said, how come? So the answer is, because since it's nice and tam, so it's considered that it's not bottom. Tam, kiyika. That's what Abai says. So you see from the whole institution of possible chalos that there is a din of tam, kiyika. So from there we derive to Kola Terakula. So Rabbi Tain is, how can you derive from Basa B'cholov to Kola Terakula? But we know that there are a couple of quirks in Basa B'cholov, a couple of dinim that do not apply in Kola Terakula. Either it says, this is het, and together becomes this there. So that shows that it's a Dabra Seisas HaKlav. Or, if that's not so much of a Chidush, you say, there are Bishal HaSetah that you don't say Kavush Kemavushal. But you see that there is a din in Basa B'cholov that doesn't apply in Kola Terakula. So since it has one chiddush, and maybe this halacha of tamkik, maybe it's also a chiddush, how can he write from basa b'cholov to kol terkulo? You have a million and one dinim of basa b'cholov. One of this million and one dinim, you know, is a chiddush. Davar seisas haklal. So maybe one, maybe another din, maybe another 500 dinim, maybe another 1,000 dinim. Who knows? Maybe a lot of the other dinim are also chiddush. You can't learn out. What Rabbi Kivega Taina is, Michidish loyal finan to learn from the parsha of Chidish that has a million and one dinim, you can't derive anything out to Kolatar Kula. Once you know that it has one quirk that's already different from Kolatar Kula, maybe everything is a quirk. Maybe everything is different, you can't derive anything. Here we're discussing Fakir. Here we have a din floating around in Kolatar Kula that you require Eidusha Ata Yochal Azima. You can never accept Eidusha Ata Yochal Azima. So now all of a sudden the Rashi learns Taichin Arove. But when the second pair of witnesses come to testify against the first pair to be mazim them, it's a chiddush that you accept them in the first place, because my chazan is the size line and size line. So why do we rely on the second? Why do we accept their testimony, not the first? That's kula chiddush. So since it's a chiddush, we don't then have... So you're going to say, there's a universal din that the edim have to stand, and Haggadah's edim has to be bayom, and the dayanim have to sit. So you're going to say, well, edim zemim is a chiddush. So if the second pair of witnesses come, they can testify Balayla, they can testify the yeshiva, the dayanim can stand, the edim can sit. No! Whatever the normal dinim for Kabbalah Seder is applied by the mezimim. When the second pair is mazim, the first pair, all the regular standard dinim in Chodesh and Mishpat and Hilchos Seder, everything applies. If you have a din in the parsha of edim zonim, if you have anything in edim zonim, you can't extend that din to Kol HaTorah Kula. But you're not talking to extend from edim zonim into another place. He's saying the standard dinim in Kol HaTorah Kula, all edim have to be edish at Yochal Azimah. So what are you telling me over here? Since the fact that the second pair are believed against the first pair is kula chidish, because my chos is Zayis Lahani, so since it's a chidish, everything goes. So you can even accept the edis of the mezimim, despite the fact that the edish at Yochal Azimah. How can that be? That's Rebbe Kivega's kasha. He says, Vashem Yoirena. He has such a kasha against Taisus. That's what you asked. Taisus says, if it would have been Trey with Trey, there's one opinion in Baba Basra and Cheskes Abatim, Achlegis. So one opinion is that one opinion is Zul Baba Pniatzma Mid, of Zul Baba Pniatzma Mid, because we don't know who's telling the truth is telling a lie. So you tell everybody of Cheskes Kashus, that's how we pass it. And then the other opinion of the Gemara is no, since it's a Sophic, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. You cannot accept the testimony not of the first pair of witnesses, not of the second pair. In any case, the Trey can accept. So Taisa is the kasha, so if you hold like that opinion, you cannot accept the testimony of either pair of witnesses. So why did you tell me that the fact that the first pair, if you have a case of Hazama, that you tell me that the fact that the first pair of witnesses become Pasal La'edis is a Chiddush, and Rabbi holds Enoch Boyle Mishas Chiddush, it's only Bekana La'aboh. Why is it a Chiddush? No, for care. The fact that the second ones are Pasal La'edis, that's a Chiddush. But the fact that the first ones are Pasal Nigaradin, in every case of Trey, they should both be Pasal La'edis. According to that opinion there in Baba Basra and Ches Tzabat and Bahari Sabah Shakri Lomali. So why does Rabbah argue, and the Gemara says there could be the Rabbah holds like Rav Chisda, that Bahari Sabah Shakri Lomali. The Gemara in Baba Basra is not sure. Lema Kasava Rabbah Ki Rav Chisda. So Tay says, how can it be that Rabbah holds like Rav Chisda? If you have any case of trade, that both Pasla Eidahs, and the fact that the first Eidah are Pasla, that's not a Chiddush. The fact the second ones are Kosher is a Chiddush. So since the first one's apostle, that's normal, that's a regular standard din. So why should you say it's only the kind of labo? So Taisa says, no, but since it's a chiddush, since Eidim Zemimim is a chiddush, but you believe the second, not the first, so even the psul of the first is also a chiddush, it should only be the kind of labo. Rabbi Kivega said, where did he get that from? No, the fact that the second are kosher, but the fact that the first apostle, that's a normal din. That's the normal din, that's always like that, trey. Rav Chisda holds that both postulated. So why should that be considered a Chiddush? Everything is a Chiddush. The same over here. This is not Hapella. What Rashi says over here in Rava. It's a shver avod that Rava holds. Rava is not concerned about the fact that the Eidim who testified that the Nidon, that is Chayim Mitzvah, they themselves are Treifa. Why is he not worried? Alright, but if you be Mazim, if a third pair will come to be Mazim in the second pair, the second pair will not get kasha zonah. They won't get punished because they were attempting to kill the first Eidim with Treifa. They were trying to kill a Gavr Tila. So why aren't you worried about that? Say that the Eidim are Eidushi Iyat the Yochal Azima because it's impossible to have Mizimim against them. So Rashi says, no, Rava holds that the Mizimim, the fact that they're Ne'amanim is a Chiddush. So therefore, they will be believed, despite the fact that it's Eidush Yat Yochal Azima. Why? No, but Eidush Yat Yochal Azima is a universal din. It applies in all Hilchos Seder. Shver Avot, what Rashi wrote. And what does Rav Ashi disagree? Which Nekuda does Rav Ashi holds Eidim Zayim is Nishka Chiddush, like the Tur. Rav Ashi holds that it's not a chiddush, so therefore it doesn't bother me. The whole. Rav Ashi says, not only if the nidon is a treifer, even if the witnesses who testify against the nidon are not treifer, it's also toignish. You cannot accept the edis because it's edis.
It says you not kill them.
I mean, they were.
These
are apostle edis. Edim who are treifer, absulim lo edis. But that's what we need. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shach has a discussion. Some say, edim treifer is absul aguf. The apostle Lahorid, even in the case of the Imamanis. So the Shach says that's not what it says in the Mark. Eidi Trefa, like a Rosh's apostle, like a Korvus apostle, it's a Trefa's, but a Suma's apostle. The Mark has it in a Suma's apostle, even if he's not testifying on something that he had to see. Let's say he hears people negotiating among themselves and they tell him, we're Amoidav that I owe him $100,000, and we tell the Suma, are you listening? We tell two blind people, are you listening? We want you to be the witnesses. And they made it clear that, so the Gemara says, still, Asuma's possible edis, even though it's not an edis that he has to see, it's something that he can testify by him, it's a psul aguf. So in Choshen Mishpa, the Shach quotes, some will say that a treifa is a psul aguf. So that, but that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, there is no psul aguf. A treifa, the Al Chisaran is edis yiyati yochal azim. But Rashi says, not only is it an issue, if the Nidon is a treifa, if the Edim are a treifa, it's also going to be yiyati yochal azim. Why? You'll be able to be mazim the first pair, and you give them kasha zomam, but you won't be able to be mazim the second pair. The mazimim against the first pair, because they attempted to kill treifa, so they won't get an einish misa. So the first pair is eidish yafti yachal azim. Everything boils down, it's eidish yafti yachal azim. That's how we pass on like Rav Ashi. It's eidish yafti yachal azim. So that's a shayla. What do you do? Rashi said, achidish. So what does Rav Ashi hold about that? The whole Rashi is pshat a shver avod, even if it's a chiddush, it's a universal din. Eidish yafti yachal azim is no good. It applies to the case of the chiddush also. The pashta should be like Rav Ashi. The rov is shver. The rov is shver. And this Gemara, the Velt says, oh, a famous kasha named Rav Yitzchak Chana. There is a limited number of Jews in the world who are bar mitzvah. There's a minyan mitzvah of Jews. So if the halacha always requires eidish yafti yachal azim, so how can anybody ever be neman to testify about anything? Let's say two witnesses are going to say that I borrowed $1,000. I'll say the witnesses are eidish yafti yachal azim. Why? How is it yachal azim? Two people can testify about the first two, imon hayyim.
I was there with some saying, And he rented the shirt, he did the little get in the same, he did the little get in the same, and the shirt, that's the one that I had, him on that very game, that dogs are sitting there, they don't want to do this. So, no, for me, I'm getting all around to the gate now. And the shoes must have been up as in a surf, so no, for real, if you up as in a surf, I ran out. Everything is said, one, the crepes, because he wore rock. And he gave him.
Ja, wir werden mal kurz aus. Ja, wir werden mal kurz mit dem Panzer reden.
and all buried the mikamas, all the other man that they carried the kibbutz shmei tzied, the man that they carried the sister. Buried the belmak, the source of the mikamas, the hundred. Buried the belmak, the wood, the mikamas, the hand, the rest of the sisters. Mom, the Achman, it's the mom, the Achman, the leader of the Bugan Zod, you know. The Vassim, the Achman, the Mishra, the Lord, the Sikhidra, the Brahman, the Ground of Axe. Mom, the Achman, the
Yeah.
Sie rechnen in der Spitze, denn das hier, wir werden aber durchschieden, wir wollen die drei, wir werden nicht mehr, 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 wir werden nicht Ich
Bashlachen, some with some Bellach and not CDM. Here, I'll come with us. Holy, so is it about a million, but you have a big suit that. Holy, say, here, I'll see about a million. Holy, and then a sort of shit. Here, I'll see about a million, and he says, Bashlachen is it. If that man will look there on the good with its sister. Bashlachen, the business, the great, the idea that's in the middle of the winner. You have your better offer. Sim, estou a chegar em sim de ação, e virou o sim de ignorar o carro e está na sim de ação, e vou morrer, e virou o carro se chove em depas. Acho que o carro se chove em depas, já. É mesmo de guia de chalque. Sim, se não estou a ver, e chove em roda de táxi, de droga, né? Zero, mas se chove em depas, de grau. É, o que vai é de grau, você se certa, se sim, mate se de chlet. É, e o doutor se certa, de reta, mas sim, mate se de volta de chalque. Ah, se ele não me ligou de sim, rata, não é, vai já. Okay, then I'll show me how bad was the limb in the wall. Here I thought, maybe Jennifer did not show up with it. Where is Barbara Mazzy Matzlo Katzat? Barbara Mazzy Matzlo could have met over. We see the top, we see the top. Oh, so is it a mistake? And I can be good. Oh, I should say it now. And I can be good. Barbara Mazzy Matzlo Venom. And I can be good. This trip to the shit. I'll go to the shit. I'll show up with the train. I'll show you the middle of the drop. The shark is there. This is the worst show with us. It was. Seems to be a good thing. I'm going to go to the house. And I'm going to go to the house. Oh, here's a week. Yes, I'm going to go to the house. And I'm going to go to the house. So I'll go to the house. And I'm going to 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 go to the house.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it's an egg.